On Tuesday, thousands of New Hampshire voters will fill in a bubble way down the ballot under county attorney. But who are they voting for and what does the job entail? Few seem to know. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
I'm standing outside a grocery store in Concord asking everyone who passes by the same questions. Are you voting on Tuesday? Everyone says yes. But way down the ticket, things get fuzzy. One person I stop is Marie Davis. And do you know who you're voting for county attorney?
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with that race at all.
Do you know what county attorneys do?
My guess is they do something legally for the county.
She's on the right track. Garth Corvo, a candidate for the position in Hillsborough County, explains it like this.
I ask people, if you don't know, it's okay, but have you ever seen an episode of Law & Order? And of course, everyone's seen an episode of Law & Order. All the hands go up. Okay, you know Jack McCoy? Oh, yeah, Jack McCoy. Well, I'm running to be Jack McCoy.
In New Hampshire, county attorneys prosecute nearly every felony in their counties. It's a full-time job and an important role in the state's justice system. But the races to fill these seats are often sleepy affairs. Of New Hampshire's 10 counties, only two have contested county attorney seats this year. There's Hillsborough and Rockingham. Those two counties together do contain more than half of the population of New Hampshire. Joe Playa has seen all sides of the system. He's been a police prosecutor. He's on Portsmouth's Police Commission, and he's got his own private criminal defense law firm.
One of the biggest things in our justice system is individual prosecutorial discretion to decide what cases to go forward with and what not to, what to charge and what not to.
Playa says there are two major reasons why people should choose carefully who they vote for on November 8th. First of all, a new law in New Hampshire will give county attorneys even more discretion in deciding which cases to pursue. And secondly,
our criminal justice system is in crisis. We are by far the most jailed population in the entire world.
In light of the heroin epidemic, the legal community is rethinking how to deal with drug crimes. And on this subject, in Hillsborough County, the two candidates take different views. Challenger Garth Corvo sees his job as being an advocate, both for police and for reform in the system.
We need someone to be that vocal advocate to say enough is enough. You know, we need to get more people into recovery and need to get more drug dealers off the streets.
Corvo, a former Manchester alderman, says his number one priority as county attorney will be improving and expanding the county's drug courts. His opponent, Dennis Hogan, says justice reform should be someone else's job. He says a good county attorney focuses on one case at a time and stays out of the limelight.
Don't think about the politics that might be involved. Don't think about satisfying people's personal wants. Just take the facts. Apply the law to the facts and then come out with that. So that's the important thing.
Next door in Rockingham, incumbent Patricia Conway is being challenged by Norman Patenaude. He's spent most of his career overseeing administrative hearings for state agencies. Conway, on the other hand, has worked as a criminal prosecutor for 20 years, much of which was under the previous county attorney, Jim Reams. That much time on the job is a plus, but Norm Patenaude says voters should be wary of her ties to a recent scandal involving her former boss.
There seems to be an ethical cloud hanging over the office of county attorney.
In 2014, the attorney general investigated Reams' office and accused Jim Reams of ethical blunders, including doing an illicit favor for Conway's husband, a former cop. After Reams retired, Pat Conway got elected. On her first day, she fired the whistleblower. Ultimately, the county had to pay him $80,000 to settle his wrongful termination case. Recently, Reams' wife donated to Conway's campaign. But ask Conway about her connection to Jim Reams.
I think it's baloney. I think the voters saw through that the first time around in 2014 and understood that the real important issue in the campaign was who is the best qualified to do this. And I think the voters spoke.
The voters spoke, Conway says. But even she admits too many people show up at the polls uninformed about this race. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
Read interviews with the candidates for county attorney at nhpr.org.